But the, an example versus reality is two different things. This is a huge problem. It is going before the dig again, and people are trying to talk some sense into these folks, because I have one client that potentially could take a $900 million hit because of this particular factor. They're a AAA institution. And what they do is they issue a lot of callable paper. Okay? The callable paper, when they swap it back out just to fixed rate, that LIBOR is only at single A. So they're actually credit spreads now, but the LIBOR isn't higher, their institution is actually higher. So there's a differential there. And when you do a stress test on the rates, that's when all this breaks down. And say rates swing by 200 basis points, what happens to the credit spreads besides just the movement of the underlying? And that's when things can break out of whack, and then you lose the 80 to 125 rule, and that's the problem. So what we are trying to do is come up with some practical guidance for our clients to solve that issue. Nobody really wants to stick out their neck in terms of, okay, this is what we would accept. I'm sure other big five firms are the same. We're all struggling with the same issue. Unfortunately, nobody has the answer yet. It'd be great to have a derivative product that captures both. That would be able to solve at least the effectiveness issue. I'm not sure if people want to pay for it, but at least it would solve the effectiveness issue related to the mismatch between the risk-free rate and the actual rate plus the credit spread. The actual